what's the name of that show? I know it. Give me a second. Oh, Sir Tone Bone Show. And I'm your host, Antonio. So look, it's interesting for a motherfucker to tell the motherfucking truth. This guy tell me, like, he ain't chasing the pussy. He got a wife at home. So he just need a bitch to teach him some shit. You feel me? Entertain him. Like, what the fuck? Like, I think cheating is wrong. You feel me? When motherfuckers, like, say this his woman and he got kids with her, come on now. That shit cold as hell. And then you got a motherfucking daughter. You feel me? Now, she knew the fucking truth. Come on, man. You teaching her foul as hell. You feel me? You think you all good because long as she don't fucking see the shit, you a good fucking father. You feel me? Nah. You may be like, shit, I'm foul as hell. Nah, motherfucker, you foul. If it's a motherfucker problem, you hear the shit, you in fight. It is what it is. You feel me? I stand by what the fuck I speak on, you know? But it's just, you know what I'm saying? Like, we all fucking cheat, though. And women. Everybody want to have a good fucking time. You feel me? Because it's like, you not entrusted to no fucking person. You feel me? You your own fucking person. You feel me? So, we think that, oh, we came to the conclusion that we're going to be together because we love each other. Okay, it could be love there, but it's like, when motherfuckers out and about, they won't have a good fucking time. You feel me? Shit, wild as hell. Believe me, it's like, it's a shorty, right? She come to work, right? Thotty than a motherfucker. You feel me? HR trying to send her fucking home because her outfit is inappropriate. Like, really was. You feel me? Like, her fucking shorts was gripping her fucking body. You feel me? You can see the imprint of the pussy and shit. You know? Shit, a motherfucker like, I need that. So, but, I'm like, shit, you must be feeling yourself. Man, she smiling like, hell yeah. Like, damn. You feel me? I'm shy than a motherfucker. Like, I want to ask for the Instagram and shit. Like, I ain't really trying to fuck with her, though. Because I feel like she get around. You feel me? I don't need that shit in my life. And then I feel like she crazy. You don't want to look up. Y'all fucking. You probably fall asleep. She like, you got to go. I'm like, damn. Like, we just had a good fucking time. Like, nigga, mood changed in the quick like that. So it's like, man, I just look at it like this. Just don't jump into anything. You feel me? Like, examine the motherfucking vibe, for real. Man, I just know I'm trying to figure out this podcast shit. I'm learning, basically. A lot of these successful shows follow a script. You feel me? The topics, how they want to start, how they want to end, you feel me? When to insert the commercial. So basically, it's a script. Because it's like, I don't want to mimic what someone else is doing. But I do want to run a professional show. You feel me? I want to relate to the people and shit like that. You feel me? I want the motherfuckers to laugh. I want you motherfuckers to laugh. Laugh with me. Is you laughing with me? Shit, but, yeah, because it's like, I actually made a post Speaking on, why the fuck do OT? You feel me? Why you putting all your time into this fucking job? You feel me? When at the end of the day, you really can't do shit with that money. That money go towards bills and shit. You feel me? You going at that bitch every fucking week to make the same fucking money. You feel me? And you still fucking struggling. You know, you may be able to do some little shit here and there. But you got motherfuckers coming at you like, shit, why you ain't doing no OT? Like, shit, that's $1,000 a week or whatever. Like, what the fuck I care about, nigga? That shit don't do shit for me. The fuck, I can't get rich off $1,000. The fuck you saying? So some motherfuckers, they content with that shit. And I'm not. You feel me? I got bigger ideas and shit, you know? I look at it like this. As long as I get the hours that I need to get shit done, I'm straight. Y'all motherfuckers working for an extra $200, whatever. And that shit not even guaranteed. You feel me? You may get OT now. Next month, you might not get that shit. You feel me? So, it's just, know what the fuck you want to like. And don't come at motherfuckers like they supposed to be on the same page as you. Shit, you live your life, I live my fucking life. You feel me? I got a motherfucking plan. You might say you got a plan, but a lot of times, a motherfucker leave one job, go to another fucking job. You feel me? So, it just, you got this percent that just want to work, and you got the other percent that's taking that check, investing in them. You feel me? For a better tomorrow. While others is thinking about today, you thinking about tomorrow. For real. That OT, all that shit going to do is beat up your fucking body. That's all that shit going to do. Have you worn the fuck down and shit like that? You feel me? Shit, so you ain't got time for your shorty. Shorty ain't got time for her nigga. That's just how these jobs are. You feel me? They don't give a fuck about you. Long as you put the time in. You feel me? And they see more dollars. You feel me? You see pennies compared to their dollars. That's what motherfuckers not understanding. They think just because they got a fucking check, they good. But really, they not.